بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإن المرأة خلقت من ضلع وإن أعوج ما في الضلع أعلاه فإن ذهبت تقيمه كسرته وإن تركته لم يزل أعوج فاستوصوا بالنساء. متفق عليه. سيدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned that look after your woman, treat woman kindly, because a woman was created from a rib and the upper section of the rib is crooked. If you try to straighten it, it will break. If you leave it as it is, it will remain crooked. You should therefore treat woman kindly. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. In Arabic, istawsu means, accept from me an important advice, wasiyat. We talk about wasiyat. Give me some advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has addressed the men of this ummah, the husbands of this ummah. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. That accept this advice from me regarding women, treat them kindly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them with kindness. Husbands are expected to live with their wives with kindness and deal with them in a kind manner. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, he says why a woman was created from a rib. Hawa alayhi salatu salam was created from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu salam, and the upper section of a rib is crooked. If you try to straighten it, it will break. If you leave it as it is, it will remain crooked. In one narration, it is explained that if you try, that a woman is created from a rib, she will never remain straight. If you want to derive benefit from her, you'll only be able to do so while she is in the crookedness of her. So if you want to derive benefit, Allah has made her naturally like that. Her temperament will be different from that of a man. Not to say women are bad, but they are soft in nature. You find a woman, she cries very easily. Another sister or another lady going past, not even knowing what's the problem, sees her crying, she also begins to cry. Within few minutes, the whole bunch of ladies all sitting and crying, not knowing what the real reason is. Allah Ta'ala has given them some tenderness. And of course, sometimes you will find that they will nag, or you will never be able to please them all the time. So don't try and straighten this rib. The moment you try to straighten this rib, you're going to break this rib. وَكَسْرُهَا طَلَاقُهَا. Now what is breaking the rib? Divorcing her. But if you want to live with her in a kind manner, and derive benefit from her in her crookedness. Abdullah bin Zam'a radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving a khutbah one day. And in this khutbah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about different things, several things. Amongst the things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned was the whole episode and the scene of the camel of Salih alayhi salatu salam. In Washamsi wa Duhaha we read, and in other verses also, in the 27th para, where Allah Ta'ala talks about this group of people who hamstrung the camel of Salih alayhi salatu salam. So Nabi Akram was explained to them, in which he spoke about the camel in the time of Salih alayhi salatu salam. This camel, Allah Ta'ala brought it out from the mountain, and it was pregnant because these people asked for such a miracle to take place. And then Salih alayhi salatu salam used to give his camel water to drink, and those people, the rest of the people were complaining that their camels were afraid of this camel. So one person was prompted then to hamstrung this camel. Nabi Kareem explained, he said, and the person who, Nabi Kareem quoted this verse, when the most wretched of them rushed forward, إِذِمْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. So he gave this story. He said, a powerful leader who was vicious and fierce in his group rushed forward to hamstring the camel. Rasulullah then spoke about women. Then the topic was about ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ النِّسَىٰ, about the wives. And he admonished about them saying, you go to your wife and strike her as you would a slave. In other words, you treat your wife as a slave and you strike her. It may be well that you will need to engage in intercourse with her at the end of the day. So during the day you're beating her up. And the night, just to fulfill your desires, you go back to the same wife. In other words, this is not correct. It is unjust. Don't treat her like a slave. And then Rasulullah sallam spoke about something which amuses many of us. He then admonished them about laughing at the person who passes wind by saying, why do you laugh at something which you do yourself? So it's not something to laugh about. It is something natural, it happens. Nonetheless, the topic is about looking after our wives. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. Rasulullah said, a believing man should not abhor a believing woman. Don't detest your wife. Don't look down upon her. If he dislikes a particular character of her, if he dislikes a particular trait of hers, he will most certainly like some other trait of hers. So look for all her good qualities. Don't just pick on one bad quality that she has. In the famous farewell pilgrimage sermon, Binu Hajjatul Wida, many of us have that in our offices or in our homes, the farewell sermon and the different things that Rasulullah mentioned. And amongst them he mentioned, treat women kindly because they are like captives under you. You possess nothing of them except that. He says, unless they commit an obviously immoral act, the wife makes khiyanat of her body and she goes to another man, then if they commit such an act, separate them from the bed, then strike them in a way that does not cause any injury. Sharia does not give you any ijazat to beat up your wife. Then if they obey you, do not look for any pretext to cause them harm. They may tawbah istighfar, they obeying you, but don't look for some fault to cause them harm. Listen, you have rights over your woman, and your woman have rights over you. Your right over them is that they do not permit anyone to come to your beds, and they do not permit anyone in your houses whom you disapprove of. So this is the right of the husband. He doesn't want certain person to come to his home in his absence. He's got the right. Then Rasulullah said, listen, their right over you is that you treat them well in providing clothes and food to them. It's the job and duty of the husband to provide food for the wife. It is an ihsan that she's preparing the meals. And the husband should be providing for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when the sahaba asked, what right does a wife have over the husband? He replied, that you feed her when you yourself eat. You clothe her when you clothe yourself. And that you do not strike her on her face. That you do not become abusive of her. Don't use vulgar language against her. That you do not sever relations with her. So this is akhlaq. This is what Rasulullah has taught us. And therefore he has mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you, O men, the best of you, is the one who is best to his family. And Nabi Kareem himself mentioned, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. I'm the best to my wives. And in one hadith he says, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. The most perfect believer. Who doesn't want to become a perfect believer? A mu'min, a kamil mu'min. The one who has a perfect iman, perfect believer, is that person who has the best of character. أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. And the best of you are those who are good to their wives. There are so many ahadiths of this nature regarding the rights of the wife. Of course, rights of husband, we listen all the time. It is important that we should treat our wives and tolerate and overlook the wrongs that they're doing. Many, many, many great buzrugs reach heights and very high darajas. Why? Because they tolerated the henpecking of their wives. Rasulullah SAW has exhorted us that spend on your wives, spend on your family. He says, dinarun anfaqtahu fi sabillah. One gold coin you spend in the path of Allah. Okay? Then he said, wa dinarun anfaqtahu fi raqaba. You spend one gold coin in freeing a slave. Then he said, wa dinarun tasaddaqta bihi ala miskin. You give one gold coin to a poor person. Three different type of gold coin. One was given in the path of Allah for some, in the path of Allah you went out. Or you spent for freeing a slave. Or one poor person you gave. Wa dinarun anfaqtahu ala ahlik. But one dinar you spend on your wife and children. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, from the four أعظمها, the greatest أجرا in reward, الذي أنفقته على أهلك, is the one that you spent on your wife. And therefore in one hadith he also mentioned, not only your wife and children. In one hadith is mentioned, and we'll terminate, he says, when he was talking about spending on people and giving charity, he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ بِهَا. He says, you will most certainly be rewarded for whatever you spend solely for the pleasure of Allah. Whatever you spend solely for the pleasure of Allah, you'll be rewarded for it. حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي إِمْرَأَتِكَ. So much so that you will be rewarded for placing the morsel of food into your wife's mouth. Even that act, Allah Ta'ala loves, and you'll be rewarded for that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.